The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to today's Inspiring Women with your host, Deanne DeMarco. On today's program, you'll meet the next business and entrepreneurial rising star. You'll learn from their successes, challenges, and life lessons to find out what has made them recognized in their fields. Now, here is your host, Deanne DeMarco.
Welcome to today's Inspiring Women. I'm your host, Deanne DeMarco, and I got a question for you. What is preventing you from being successful? Well, you know, our two guests today may just hold the key that you need to hear. Our first guest is Oprah's Ambassador of Hope, Mirla Scott, and she's going to be talking about how to overcome the adversity in your life. And our second guest is the Excuse Remover, and that is Karen Gridley. And I am anxious to really get started with our first guest here. So I would like to introduce to you our first guest. And Mirla Scott is a best-selling, award-winning author, motivational speaker, and ghostwriter who spends her time teaching to forgive, inspire to live. Her efforts earned her the unique honor of being named Oprah Winfrey's Ambassador of Hope recipient, in addition to the Sunny 95's 20 Outstanding Women You Should Know. Mirla speaks from unimaginable experiences. She shares them with a considerable passion, which translates into heartfelt truth. Her life-altering memoir, In Our House, Perception Versus Reality, tells of her horrific childhood. Surrounded by inspiration, shares her journey of healing through faith, personal growth, and understanding of relationships. Her passionate and honest words will challenge you to become a better, stronger, and more passionate version of you. Welcome to today's Inspiring Women, Mirla.
Well, Deanne, thank you for having me.
You know, I was just so excited that you agreed to be on this show. I mean, your story is one that I think a lot of women have struggled with and have been silent about, and I think it needs to really get out there. There might be a lot of women in our audience who don't know of your story, because your story is one of survivorship and forgiveness. Tell us a little bit about your story for those who don't know you.
Okay, well, thanks, Deanne. That's a great question to or combination you put together, survivorship, and what I had to overcome was forgiving the people that held me emotionally hostage and caused me the abuse and physical pain that I had to endure when I was a child. And my story begins with my father, actually. He was recruited right out of college with five children and one on the way. And he was recruited by CIA and IBM. He took his position outside the home, extremely successful, but behind closed doors, my mother, who was an incredible woman, beautiful, great housekeeper, mother, wife, everything in our eyes, he beat her terribly. In addition, ultimately, that trickled down to us. With that being said, it led us into a really horrific lifestyle that we had for many, many years behind closed doors that when people read my memoir, they're blown away by, because people say they've never heard anything like it. It's very, very painful and horrific, because I wanted the reader to feel what I went through so that they can know that they, too, can overcome even the worst things if they choose to.
No, it's just, there are so many women, I think, that have had to deal with abuse, and they've just never been able to get past that. And your whole ability to forgive and let go is just amazing to me. Frankly, I don't know how you did that.
Well, you know, people that read the book, they say that as well. They're like, how could you ever forgive what happened in that house? I wouldn't be able to do that. And my response is like, if I didn't, I'd be a mess right now. Because the anger that I had from everything that I had to endure and watched, you know, happen to my mother, getting her eyes blacked and beaten, teeth knocked out, things like that. My brother knocked on, you know, where he wasn't breathing and revived in a tub of ice water. And the things that happen in such a routine way, you have to let that go or it will devour you in your future life. And I watched, you know, so much and took in so much and was privy to things that people couldn't even imagine, that I had to find a way to release it. And forgiveness is a powerful tool to do that. It's powerful. It's not about the other person. It's about you. It's about you allowing yourself to be free from being held emotionally hostage by your past. Let it go.
You know, tell us a little bit. I'm going to come back to the forgiveness thing in just a minute. But, you know, Oprah Winfrey has called you her ambassador of hope. How did that happen?
Well, in sharing my story, I was out there speaking nationwide and teaching people about the indicators of an abuser. There are a lot of women that when they go to college or they move in with roommates or start their own life, regardless of what the situation is, they don't know. Sometimes they're not paying attention to those warning signs, but they're there. They're always present. We see what we want to see. So what I was doing is sharing how to recognize those and teaching women, you know, in addition to men, what they are. What are they? And Oprah got wind of that, caught wind of that, and she said, you know, we'd like for you to be one of our five worldwide ambassadors of hope, which is an honor. So, you know, it's what I do is sharing and teaching, educating, and empowering women.
Yeah, so she contacted you, which is very – so she found you. Wow, how exciting is that? So I want to go back to this whole forgiveness thing. You know, you talk about forgiveness. You've indicated that it's really important for moving on. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, people don't understand that forgiveness is powerful and hate is too, but one heals and the other destroys. And you have to determine which end of the spectrum that you actually want to be on. And I saw the destruction that my inability to forgive was causing me. It was like carrying heavy luggage around through my life, and it was getting heavier and heavier with hate, anger, mistrust, doubt, and those negative emotions transcend into every aspect of your life, your personal relationship, even your career. It can keep you from growing. It can keep you from having clarity and progressing in areas that you need to. So it was necessary for me to release that anger instead of dragging it, you know, and holding myself back and hurting myself. And what people don't understand is that forgiveness is something that you do for yourself, because that person may not even know that they hurt you, which was the case in my situation. They didn't see what they did wrong. They may not realize, you know, anything, and you're carrying that anger and hate towards them, and they've gone on with their life. But even furthermore, they may have passed on in life, and you're still carrying anger around, and they're no longer here, or they just don't care, and they're never going to care, and you can't make them. So why would you do that to yourself? It has health, you know, risk to you. It can hurt you and damage your health in so many different ways. Psychologically, it's not good for you. Emotionally, it doesn't allow you to transcend through life in a healthy way. So it's necessary. It's a necessary component of our lives.
It sounds like the ability to forgive people who have hurt you is really directly linked to personal success.
Absolutely. I look at it this way, is that if you go to work, you go to work every day, and you have objectives that you need to focus on, and they're pretty tedious tasks that you have. You have a lot of growth and productivity that you're demanded to put on the table and return to your, you know, your boss or whatever the case may be. You may be running your own business, but you have these responsibilities. But at the back of your mind keeps pushing to the forefront all these negative things. Where do you think your focus lies? Are you giving complete focus to your career? Are you able to sit down and focus on those tasks and give it 100% or 120%? You can't. You can't possibly, because you're not all there. So if someone reminds you of something of your past, it may hurt your ability to work with that person properly, because they have semblances that you can't deal with or you can't accept. It's not healthy. There's so many reasons why it's not healthy.
Wow. You know, one of the things that you talk about is overcoming adversity. And you talk about there are five steps to overcoming adversity. Would you mind sharing us those five steps with us?
Absolutely. The way I tell people what worked for me is you have to understand what history is. History is just that. It's in the past. You can't change it. And once you know that whatever happened to you, whatever, you know, you went through that hurt you, that's making you struggle, that's causing you negative emotions, it's done. It's over with once it occurred. You have to, number two, offer forgiveness. Forgiveness, as I said, is a powerful tool that releases you from those emotional bondages that you're keep going back to whatever happened so you can focus. Number three, you have to learn how to use the pain from the lesson, whatever struggle or battle that you went through, use that as fuel. Instead of using it as fire to hurt you and burn you, use it as fuel to thrust you into your future in a more healthy way. Number four, I tell people to use your history to inspire other people. Use it. Teach them. Warn them. Help them. Don't keep it to yourself and remain a victim. Take that lesson. Take whatever happened to you and share it with someone else to make sure that they are empowered, that they understand, and they can avoid the same plight that you had. Sharing is powerful and inspiring people. Why would you not want to do that? And number five, you have to love yourself. And in order to overcome adversity means you don't want to stay in a negative state and be miserable the rest of your life. So if you love yourself and you learn to put yourself first, that means protecting yourself, educating yourself, taking care of your health, and living in a peaceful, healthier state. Those are five ways right there to overcome adversity. My bonus is hold on to your faith.
Hold on to your faith because that will help keep you strong, or...
If you don't believe in something and you have nothing that you can believe in, how can you progress in a healthy way towards life? Your faith may not be the same as mine. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. It's what works for you. I'm a Christian, so I believe in God, and I take my time to devote time to Him every day. That's what strengthens me. And so I recommend to people, wherever you find your peace from that gives you internal peace and can allow you to blindly walk through life knowing that it is better. Sometimes if you're in a negative situation, that faith is what pulls you out of it. That's what brought me and transcended me into a healthier state is believing. So if you believe in nothing, how can you possibly progress in a healthy way to meet your goals or to move yourself out of a negative place if you don't believe you can? Sometimes you're in such a dark position and you can't see anything else, and you may not see the light that is there, that little speck of light. So you have to have blind faith. Your faith will take you out of it because you believe you can, you will. I am going to accomplish this. That's the power of those two words. That's the power of believing in something.
Well, you know, we're going to have to take a quick break here. When we come back, I'd like to dive into a little bit more of one or two of these five keys that you just addressed. But we'll talk about that out on the flip side of the break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Mirla Scott.
Save on your prescriptions with the RX Savings Plus drug discount card offered by Voice America. It is not insurance, and discounts are only available from participating pharmacies. But 9 out of 10 pharmacies participate nationwide. Start saving today. Print your free card online at voiceamerica.rxsavingsplus.com or text the word TALK RADIO to 96362.
One of the biggest challenges facing corporate America today is accountability. Lack of accountability results for more than 50% of all business failure. Lack of responsibility, strategy, and follow-up are just some of the culprits that kill accountability. Deanne DeMarco knows firsthand how to drive accountability in your business or organization. Deanne DeMarco is one of the most sought-after advisors and coaches in corporate America. Companies that use Deanne as their company coach often call her their chief accountability officer. Your company or business will grow with Deanne as your CAO. Call 866-91-COACH or email deanne@deannedemarco.com for more information.
Become a sponsor and position your company to the fastest growing market segment, the women's business market. Your organization has the opportunity to be positioned front and center to the women's business market by becoming a sponsor of today's Inspiring Women with host Deanne DeMarco. The show is broadcast weekly and features guests who are prominent and successful women business owners and influential executives. Businesses that fail to recognize the power of the woman buyer are leaving money on the table. Increase your market share to the fastest growing market segment by becoming a sponsor for today's Inspiring Women. Call 708-836-0118 for more information or email Deanne directly at info@deannedemarco.com.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
are tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne at deannedemarco.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-E at deannedemarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco at Today's Inspiring Women, and we have Oprah Winfrey's Ambassador of Hope, Mirla Scott, on the line. And Mirla, when we just before break, we were talking about forgiveness, and you talked about the five steps that you need to look at in overcoming adversity. And one of the things that I had heard you talk about was in believing in your abilities and like loving yourself. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. If you don't love yourself and you don't believe in who you are and that you can accomplish things, you can't grow professionally, you can't grow spiritually, you can't grow even in your relationship. And a lot of times people try and take and love people instead of focusing on themselves. How can you love someone truly if you don't even love yourself? So identifying ways to do that and put yourself first is so important because it helps you grow into a better, more stable, healthier person. And that's one of the things that I had to do because when I came out of my childhood, I hated myself. I had every reason to. I hated everything about my life. But I realized that wasn't my destiny. It wasn't my life. It wasn't who I was meant to be. And people need to understand we have segments and seasons in our lives. And part of those things are meant to teach us lessons. And when you go through those lessons and you learn, the biggest one that you can start with is loving yourself because it teaches you to truly love and protect yourself along with others as you go along.
Well, so tell us a little bit more about this. So it sounds like you're really talking about investing time in yourself as well. So how does a person go about doing that?
Well, you know, the first way to start is remove negative things and people from your life. A lot of times we focus so much on the negativity. We hear what he said or she said or what's hurting us at work, and we hear all those negative aspects of things, and we don't let them go. And if we keep hearing that and engaging in that conversation or gossip, it's going to bring us down. Sooner or later, you're going to become negative too. So remove that. Another way is to change your mindset. I tell people all the time is if you have a negative mindset or you don't believe that you can accomplish something, you need to empower yourself and start reading and learning and studying, educate yourself so that you can change your mindset. If you change the way you think, you can change your life. It's all about having a positive mindset. It is so powerful if you believe. I tell people the most powerful words in the universe are I am, because whatever I claim I'm going to do. I believe it. I want it. I fight for it. And whatever that is, your goal is out there that you have, if it's writing, if it's, you know, becoming a doctor, whatever the case may be, you can do it if you believe you can. But those that don't accomplish those things are typically the ones that never believed in themselves. They quit at some juncture. And I tell people to engage in activities that fuel your passion. If you don't know where to begin or how to start and how to love yourself and how to invest and take care of yourself, well, why don't you look into things that made you happy at some point, that made you feel good about yourself, that you felt free and liberated and healthier around? Begin there, because that'll help bring back the memory of what you wanted at that point before you were distracted from your dreams or your goals. So investing in yourself is having a healthy mindset and engaging in healthy, happy activities that bring out that passion. Do that. And then I tell people to pay attention to your body, your health, what's going on with it, your mindset. Take care of it. Because if you don't take care of your body, don't expect it to take care of you later. And you don't want that.
I absolutely agree. You know, one of the things that else that you talked about that I would really like, we have a couple minutes I'd like to really touch on, is you talked about using your history or using your pain to fuel as fuel versus to working against you. Yeah. How did you phrase that, and what were you talking about there?
It's like using your fuel. Instead of using it as fire, use it to thrust you into a better, you know, tomorrow or into your future in a healthier way. And I had so much negativity, and so many people that I work with and talk to and mentor, they have a lot of pain in their past, and they keep talking about it. But they talk about it in a negative way, and they're not moving. They're like on a wheel, and they keep running in that little circle, which is cyclic, and just keep complaining and complaining, but it's not helping them, all the talking they're doing. So take that and allow it to manifest into something healthy, meaning take it and write it down, share your story. take that and go out and speak and educate people on how to avoid what you went through. And the more you talk about healthier concepts and theories to help people heal from it, you're going to heal yourself. So, you know, that's a big part of understanding, you know, what fuel is. Fuel is taking something that's negative and not allowing it to destroy you, but using it to power you instead of remaining a victim.
You know, I've heard you mention a couple times now about writing it down. Do you believe that there is, you know, a way of overcoming adversity by writing things down?
You know, Deanna, that's what worked for me. That's how I began. That's a great question because it actually worked for me. I started writing when I was a child, and that writing helped me get things out of me that hurt me because once I put it in my diary and locked it away, I was done with it for the most part until something else happened, and I kept putting it in that little diary. And as I grew older, I kept writing to get things out of me, and it was a very therapeutic release. But it helped me look at the things that I was and itemize them, the things that I was overcoming. And when I went back and read it, you see that you made it through all of those things that you were writing about. It's like people keep saying, I went through this, I went through that. Yeah, but the key phrase is, I went through. You're through it. You're done. So writing helped me see that I had already overcome adversity, tremendous adversity in my life. And writing it allowed me to see it on paper, to look at it and remind myself, like, wow, you already did it. So what are you complaining about? Use it for power.
So you're using it as a way of really being able to let it go since you were no longer in that place.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So this might be a really good tip for people who find themselves in, you know, any kind of adversarial situation, whether it be at work or at home. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, I do, because what it helps you do, again, is get out of you. And a lot of times we hold on to such negative emotions and things, but sometimes it's just like working on a business plan. When you're sitting there and you're creating a business plan, what are you doing? You're itemizing the things in a chronological order that makes sense in a very methodical way that you have to accomplish your goals. So when you start writing, you write the same way. You write things down, and you start seeing what you transcended through, and then it will help you realize what helped you make it through that. You start seeing the good in it. You look at it different, and quite honestly, you begin to become unbiased from it because you're observing it from a different perspective than inside of you. So when you read it, you're like, okay, well, I did get past that. I got past this, so now I need to do this. It'll help you create steps to be better, stronger, wiser.
Yeah, sounds... So what advice would you give to women as a place to start, as a... You know, they're finding themselves in some sort of adversarial situation, let's say at work with a really bad boss or bad culture at work or a lot of negativity in their lives. What advice would you give to women who might find themselves in that situation?
That is something that I do talk with people about quite often, and I like that question because you can change. Change is good. Sometimes we're afraid to change because we say we have bills at home. We can't do this. We can't do that. And everything that is associated with keeping you from making changes is negative. So if you are in an unhealthy place, when you go home, take time to start beginning to look for a new career. Create your own career. Find things that you can do that you can pull from your passion or things that you know how to do well and start there. Sometimes creating your own company, starting your own company, is a good way to find out who you really are and help develop those skills that you have within you and teach you to believe in yourself. But when you stay in a negative situation and you allow someone to keep you down and keep throwing negativity at you and you allow it, how are you going to grow? How are you going to progress? So don't talk about it. Don't complain about it. Take that energy, use it as fuel, and turn it into something positive. Make it work for you. Get out of there.
That's good. You know, tell us about your book. Your book is called In Our House, Perception Versus Reality.
Yes.
Tell us about your book. Did I have the title right?
Yes. Yes, you do. Absolutely. In Our House was my first memoir that I wrote, and that was the one that was about the domestic violence and child abuse, but there was another layer in there that is extremely horrific that my mother got involved in that actually devastated all of our lives. So that story is a powerful story of triumphing over adversity. And it led me to writing my second book, which was Surrounded by Inspiration, that teaches people how to inspire themselves and find inspiration in your darkest hours. And
No, go ahead. I don't know that book.
Okay, yeah. And then my third was Bad to the Bone, which is a true story of David Tuckaroo Jr., and it's about a young man that overcame leukemia at the age of 25 when he was told by the doctors that he was sure to die, and he was told on Christmas Eve. So all of our stories, everything that I write as a ghostwriter, as an author, it has something to do with inspiration. And my latest that comes out March 31st is called Intuition, which is about following your intuition as a guide, because your first voice is that best voice. It's sometimes people don't understand intuition rises above reason, but it can save your life. And so that's what I teach people, life lessons. I teach them how to trust their own instincts, to believe in themselves, to learn how to forgive and let go. And you can overcome adversity if you believe in the power of the words I am and just make it happen. Don't allow yourself to remain a victim.
Wow. And one of the things I've noticed that you tweet a lot, and some of your tweets have beautiful quotes. So have you put those in a book as well?
Yeah, those are actually surrounded by inspiration, and a lot of them are. And so what I do is, those are things that help me. Those are things that I had to teach myself. And I put them up there. Sometimes it's really neat, Deanne, because people say, oh, my gosh, I love that quote. You put it up just for me. It's perfect. And I smile, because a lot of times it's a reminder to myself to accomplish that during today, during the day, to remember that, to live like that. And they are always inspirational and meant to empower people. I love to share that.
So tell us quickly, what are the services that you provide, and how do people get hold of you, and how does that all work?
Well, I love ghostwriting, and through seraphbooks.com, that's a way to find me as a ghostwriter. We share as a publishing company, and we only do inspirational stories, but I like to do stories that actually people have, gone through something in their life, and they want to share it to help others. That's pretty much my platform right there. But you can find me on Twitter, on Facebook, and online at MarilyScott.com or MarilyScott, and I'm there. I'm easy to find. So I have great inspiration for you.
Yeah, and you do keynotes, right?
Oh, so yeah, absolutely.
So you do ghostwriting and you do keynotes?
Yes. And so I'm
go on.
Oh, I stay out there. I stay busy, but I love it. It's my passion.
Yeah, so you have a lot of different services that you provide with the ghostwriting, as well as the keynote speaking, corporations and women's groups, and all different kinds of groups as well, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so the best place for people to find you is probably on your website. Would that be the best place?
Yeah, you can find me at marilascott.com. That's MarilaScott.com. And there's a lot of different ways to connect to me if you're interested in publishing, ghostwriting, inspiration, or, I do retreats that help women grow and evolve into better, stronger individuals. So there's a lot of things that I try and do, because I've been given so much by way of my life by people that have invested in me. Why not invest back?
Wow, I think that's wonderful. And how do people get hold of your book? Can they find it on Amazon or?
Yes, it's on Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble. You can find it everywhere.
Okay, and probably on your website as well. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, it is.
All right. Well, Marilla, I'd like to thank you very much for being on Today's Inspiring Women.
Thank you so much.
You are such an inspiring woman. I think your message is one that all of us as women really need to hear and to internalize. So, again, thank you very much for being on Today's Inspiring Women. We got to take a quick break. When we return, we're going to be speaking to the expert, the excuse removal expert, Karen Gridley, and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Save on your prescriptions with the RX Savings Plus Drug Discount Card offered by Voice America. It is not insurance, and discounts are only available from participating pharmacies. But 9 out of 10 pharmacies participate nationwide. Start saving today. Print your free card online at voiceamerica.rxsavingsplus.com or text the word TALK RADIO to 96362.
One of the biggest challenges facing corporate America today is accountability. Lack of accountability results for more than 50% of all business failure. Lack of responsibility, strategy, and follow-up are just some of the culprits that kill accountability. Deanne DeMarco knows firsthand how to drive accountability in your business or organization. Deanne DeMarco is one of the most sought-after advisors and coaches in corporate America. Companies that use Deanne as their company coach often call her their chief accountability Sustainability Officer. Your company or business will grow with Deanne as your CAO. Call 866-91-COACH or email deanne@deannedemarco.com for more information.
Become a sponsor and position your company to the fastest-growing market segment, the women's business market. Your organization has the opportunity to be positioned front and center to the women's business market by becoming a sponsor of today's Inspiring Women with host Deanne DeMarco. The show is broadcast weekly and features guests who are prominent and successful women business owners and influential executives. Businesses that fail to recognize the power of the woman buyer are leaving money on the table. Increase your market share to the fastest growing market segment by becoming a sponsor for today's Inspiring Women. Call 708-836-0118 for more information or email Deanne directly at info@deannedemarco.com.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne at deannedemarco.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-E at deannedemarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco with Today's Inspiring Women, and we have the excuse removal expert as our second guest. Let me introduce you to our guest, Karen Gridley. Karen is the excuse removal expert. She gets people results by getting them out of their own way and removing their excuses that take control, or so they can take control of their business life and personal life. As a removing excuse maker herself, Karen gives practical tools for people focusing on real communication and real business through real world application. Clients shift from procrastination, poor communication, blaming, morale issues, stress that overcome them to productive action, improved communication, accountability, greater teamwork, and work-life balance and effectiveness. Karen, welcome to Today's Inspiring Women.
Thank you, Deanne. It's my pleasure to be here.
You know, one of the things I just loved when I was reading your bio is that you call yourself the excuse removal expert. Tell us more about that.
Well, I will, but let me take a brief moment to just say thank you to Marilla Scott. What an awesome interview that was. A great, valuable insight she shared, wasn't that?
It was.
It was great. Yeah, so this recovering excuse maker thing, it's one of those things that came about sort of off the cuff. In other words, I was conducting a workshop one day, and off the cuff, I just said, well, you know, I am a recovering excuse maker. And it was so well received. Everybody laughed. I paid attention to that, and I thought, I got to test that a little bit. So I tested it in a number of other workshops and networking, and people really enjoyed it. And it felt like it was they said they were able to let their guard down so that they could be relatable, relate to me, and get real and get honest with themselves to make the changes that they needed. So it stuck.
Interesting. So what are some of the most common excuses that we tend to use?
Well, of course, the two biggest probably that everybody knows is not enough time and not enough money. How many times have you said that, right? And every time we do that, our stress goes up. It was interesting listening to Marilla's about one of her points, key points, was to love yourself. Because that's a common area that I find for entrepreneurs, especially for women, is we make excuses for not taking care of ourselves. How many times do you find yourself neglecting yourself or maybe putting yourself at the bottom of the list? Oh, I'll get to taking care of myself. And I always tell people, you know what? Someday is not on the calendar. The only way that we move to the top of the list is to put ourselves there. And we all have 24 hours in a day. It's how do we utilize that time? And that's one of the things my coaching clients love is they say they swear they feel like they've gained time. Now, they still have the 24 hours in a day, they, you know, but they feel like they gain time. Because of the changes, one of the key things Marilla talked on too is the idea of changing the mindset. When you change the mindset, it's amazing how much space we free up, how much energy we free up. And it's the same with money. And Marilla talked about this too. Love yourself enough to invest in yourself, to educate yourself. It's interesting how we can always find the money for anything we really want bad enough. And for many of us, we get caught up in the instant gratification. So we put money out for going to entertainment, buying a new pair of shoes or a new outfit. And all those things are great, and I, you know, enjoy them myself. The problem is when we're doing those in exchange, or in other words, without the investing in ourselves. And so the best investment, Warren Buffett has talked about this, the best investment we can ever make is in ourself, in the development of ourself, in our business.
I would totally agree. You know, so why do we make these excuses?
Well, there's a number of reasons, or so-called reasons, because we put those on the surface. It's kind of like, did you ever have a conversation with someone that brought something to your attention and they lead with one thing, and by the time you get through the conversation, you realize it was really an underlying issue? And so it's the same concept with excuses. We have a number of reasons, but I believe it all boils down to fear. Fear is the underlying cause. And here's how fear shows up. It masks itself. Fear shows up as self-doubt. How many of us have self-doubt or experience self-doubt? Most of us on a daily basis. So it's less about what happens and everything about how we respond. Another way fear shows up is in procrastination. And what I've heard people call its evil twin, perfectionism. Have you ever had the perfectionism bug bite you?
Not personally.
Not personally. But, and if it isn't personally, then you're impacted by dealing with someone who is, and you're thinking, can we just get this done and out?
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
However, procrastination sits in my room.
Procrastination is your fame to claim. Yeah, we all have something. How about this one? Saying yes when you need to say no.
I used to.
Yes.
And saying yes when you really want to say no.
Yes. And people say yes, and then the person walks away or they hang up the phone and they're like, oh, I really don't want to do that. But it's because they didn't love and value themselves enough to invest in themselves, to develop their skills, to put themselves first. Sometimes in society we have a bad rap on putting ourselves first because it's like it's selfish. It's the same concept as, and I know you and I, our home away from home in our office is an airplane, right?
Going, yeah, you got that right.
On a plane. So we hear this all the time. When you travel, they tell you, in the event that the cabin loses pressure, oxygen masks are going to fall. And who do you put it on first?
Yeah, yourself.
Yourself.
Right.
But most of us aren't, especially women, aren't doing that. We're putting it on everyone else first. And so, you know, the thing is with the fear, and it leads to these excuses, the irony is we've somehow convinced ourselves that we're avoiding pain, we're avoiding the discomfort, for example, of telling someone no instead of saying yes. And we avoid that discomfort, and yet the reality is we're creating greater pain and problems for ourselves. And anything that we repeat becomes a habit or a pattern, so now we've conditioned ourselves and believe that this is just the way it's got to be.
Yeah, I do hear that, you know, just not just from women, but from men too.
Absolutely.
That, you know, they'll not put themselves first.
Yes.
You know, and I think we need to.
Yeah, and we think we're doing this as a valiant, you know, something. But really what we do is we fall into this martyrdom.
Yeah. Yeah, and you don't grow from that. You don't, I mean, you're just holding back your own success.
Exactly. It's detrimental to us personally, our health, our businesses. It's detrimental mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
Yeah, wow. You know, so what can we do to try and stop making excuses?
Remember that the, you know, that's a great question, Deanne. And what I always tell people is the bottom line is the bottom line. And what I mean by that is excuses interfere with the bottom line. And so when we can remember that it's the bottom line, attach a price tag to it. In other words, okay, you talk about the procrastination bug getting you from time to time. When you find yourself procrastinating, stop and think. Put a dollar amount on that. What's that costing you? Because when people realize how much it's costing in terms of money, it sends a little signal, if you will, to the brain that says, uh-oh, and to choose to respond differently. Because when we make excuses, our stress goes up.
Sure it does.
And it's all about, it all boils down to valuing ourselves, and as entrepreneurs, valuing our business, if we're in working for other people, it's valuing the work that we do. It's an extension of us, whether we're entrepreneurs or work in organizations.
Well, I definitely believe that's really true. You know, we need to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about maybe some steps on how to get out of the excuse cycle. But we have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're talking with Karen Gridley, the excuse removal expert. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Save on your prescriptions with the RX Savings Plus Drug Discount Card offered by Voice America. It is not insurance, and discounts are only available from participating pharmacies. But 9 out of 10 pharmacies participate nationwide. Start saving today. Print your free card online at voiceamerica.rxsavingsplus.com or text the word TALK RADIO to 96362.
One of the biggest challenges facing corporate America today is accountability. Lack of accountability results for more than 50% of all business failure. Lack of responsibility, strategy, and follow-up are just some of the culprits that kill accountability. Deanne DeMarco knows firsthand how to drive accountability in your business or organization. Deanne DeMarco is one of the most sought-after advisors and coaches in corporate America. Companies that use Deanne as their company coach often call her their chief accountability officer. Your company or business will grow with Deanne as your CAO. Call 866-91-COACH or email deanne@deannedemarco.com for more information.
Become a sponsor and position your company to the fastest growing market segment, the women's business market. Your organization has the opportunity to be positioned front and center to the women's business market by becoming a sponsor of today's Inspiring Women with host Deanne DeMarco. The show is broadcast weekly and features guests who are prominent and successful women business owners and influential executives. Businesses that fail to recognize the power of the woman buyer are leaving money on the table. Increase your market share to the fastest growing market segment by becoming a sponsor for today's Inspiring Women. Call 708-836-0118 for more information or email Deanne directly at info@deannedemarco.com.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. We're tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne@deannedemarco.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-E @deannedemarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco, Today's Inspiring Women. And in this half, we have Karen Gridley, who is the excuse removal expert. You know, and Karen, just before break, we were talking about some of the common excuses of time and money, and that fear is one of those underlying pieces to that. And I'd like to dive a little bit deeper into how do we actually break this excuse cycle? What are those steps that we can take so we, you know, excuses be gone, so we can get out of that excuse-making cycle? Can you help us with that?
Absolutely, Dan. Thanks for asking that. Well, let me tell you that, with excuses, it all starts with becoming aware. So awareness is the first step. And awareness of what I call TWA. TWA is the formula that I share with people to use to evaluate where they're at with their excuses. TWA, now some of us, our generation, Deanne, and others may recall TWA was a former airline.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes.
Airline.
And those of you, the younger generation, go Google it. We are telling the truth, right, Deanne?
Yep.
But the TWA, in this case, what TWA stands for is thoughts, words, and actions.
Hmm.
Thoughts, words, and actions. And we've heard this before. The question is, are you evaluating and assessing yourself? So you first got to become aware of the combination of your thoughts, words, and actions. Because the combination of your TWA always, 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 did I say always?
You did.
Okay. Always produces our results. So once you become aware of the thoughts, words, and actions, then willingness is the next step. You got to be willing to make the necessary adjustments, and because the formula always works. See, the formula always gives us a certain set of results. So if you're getting results you dislike, then that means you got to go in and change the combination of your formula. So the first step is awareness. The second step is be willing. And the third step is followed by a decision. I know that sounds simplistic, and some people say, oh, yeah. But really, it is that simple. It's making a decision. And then the real work begins. You know, as a former scientist, and I forgot if I ever shared that with you, Deanne, but I'm a former scientist. I've worked as a scientist for about 20 years. And one of the valuable takeaways is that everything is a process, and you need to move through the steps. People want to skip steps. We want that quick fix, instant gratification shortcut. You do that, that's the kind of results you get. So you got to go through the process, and it's like building a muscle. It takes time and practice. But that'll get people going. Awareness, willingness, make a decision. And then keep at it. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, one of the things that I find in talking to people is the thought process.
Yes.
You know, I find them on this train of thought, of negative thoughts, and it's like they can't get off that wheel of negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, for people who have that problem, how do you get them off of that? Or how do you get yourself off of that?
Yeah, that's a great, great question. And that, what I tell people is, remember, the brain can trick us, and we can trick our brain.
Hmm.
And so we've got to step up to that plate. That's that willingness, and step up to the plate and trick ourselves. That it's just like I tell people. Now, I'm not a parent, but I know I'm a proud aunt of 9 nieces and nephews, and have several grand nieces and nephews now. But the thing is when working with a child and they're stuck on something, how do you get them to change direction? You have to interrupt the signal or the circuit. Well, it's the same with our mindset. And so one of the key ways is to take action. Most of the time when we have a negative mindset or something that's stuck and spiraling down, as Marilyn was talking about, we're stuck in our story. So you got to change the story. Another thing is to get into action. Just go do something else. I had a mentor years ago. She would tell me, she goes, Karen, go wash the dishes. I was like, what? Of course, now we have dishwashers and everything, but she said, then pull them out of the cupboard, pull them out of the dishwasher, and wash them again. I said, what? Because when you change the pattern, you get a new signal. It's kind of like, did you ever have do battle with an inanimate object? You're fighting with a computer or something, and you walk away, and finally you get this great insight like, oh, my gosh, you go back, and it's easy the next step, and you take care of it and move on. And then we say, why didn't I think of that before? Because we were stuck in the old cycle.
Well, I think you're right on the one of the things that I use is I use the word stop, cancel.
Yeah.
And I actually will say that out loud when I find myself in a negative place. I'll say stop, cancel, so I can try and move on.
And one more key to that, if I may offer, is
sure.
Then it's replace. Because you see, the brain loves direction. The brain loves direction. So stop, cancel. The brain's going, now what? It's waiting for the next direction. And if it doesn't get one, it goes back to what it knows, which is the previous cycle it was in.
Oh, good one. That's great.
Yeah.
I've got to use that.
Yeah. So the key is the replace. It's not enough to stop. It's kind of like hear the story about lifeguards at pools tell kids to stop running. They stop for a nanosecond, and then in an instant they're back running because they weren't given the instruction of
to walk. Yeah, I never gave that a thought before. You know, I want to get into, you have a number of books out and DVDs. Tell us about those and how people can get hold of those.
Okay, well, thank you for asking that. You know, the my book is called Embrace Your Rights, which is a simple little handbook of 50 self-empowering rights that create joy, freedom, and purpose. And I was so honored when Jack Canfield, co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul series, gave me a testimony or endorsed the cover of the book with his testimony. And that's all about valuing yourself. And then my DVD, Empower Yourself, the name is right there. It's what it is. It's about empowering yourself. Empowering yourself is required to change that mindset. And Marilyn Scott talked a lot about valuing ourselves and empowering yourself, that those are the keys to moving forward. One of the things that I love that she said is that we go through things. And too many people are looking at it as what's happened to us. And that keeps us in that victim state. So what these tools do, Embrace Your Rights and Empower Yourself, is help you to lay the foundation. Because in order to move beyond excuses, it's got to start with valuing yourself and empowering yourself in order to take the next steps.
How do people get your books, and how do people contact you? And
okay, great. The best way is through my website. And my website is my name, KarenGridley.com. It's KarenGrid, as in David, Ley, KarenGridley.com. They can get my resources there. You can contact me through my website. They can connect with me on social media. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You can call me, 602-870-3652. Again, that's 602-870-3652. I always teach people to leave their phone number twice, so I'd be in trouble if I didn't do what I teach, right?
Absolutely.
and my email is Karen@KarenGridley.com. So there's a number of ways that people can get in touch with me.
And they can get hold of your book on your website. It's available on Amazon as well?
Not right now. Right now it's just primarily through a website. And through my website, too, they can learn about, get in contact with me so they can learn more about coaching programs, workshops. And it all boils down to the bottom line, Deanne, is what I do is I help people to think the way they want to act. So they act the way they want to think. You know, it's that idea of getting out of our own way.
Well, Karen, thank you very much for being on today's Inspiring Women. I think you've given us some really good tips. I know I'm walking away with a couple ones that I'm going to start using immediately. You know, we've been listening to, again, so Karen, thank you again very, very much.
Thank you, Deanne. It's been a pleasure. And, yeah, just let me know anything. And it's an honor to be on today's Inspiring Women. I love the job that you do and all the great hosts or guests that you have. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. You know, you've been listening to today's Inspiring Women, and I always end with a quote, and I've gotten permission from Marilla Scott to use one of her quotes in closing today's show. And one of her quotes is, when people internalize and then speak hate about others, understand that that's how they will speak of you when you aren't around. And that's by Marilla Scott. Again, I'd like to thank you for tuning in today's Inspiring Women. Each week we try to address relevant topics for women to help spark your career and life growth. So stay tuned for another segment next week. Thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Today's Inspiring Women. Please join host Deanne DeMarco and other entrepreneurial and business leaders next Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Have an outstanding week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.